Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos, daf Mem Ches. We are holding on daf Mem Zayin Beis. We just got past the Itmar, which we'll pick up again from about 10 lines from the end of the page. Last row in the line is Itmar. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Allah Shalom. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So this is the second to last daf of Maseches Shavuos. So what we're going to talk about first is we're going to have four different cases of previous contradictory Edim signing on two shtaros, meaning the Itmar that we left off with yesterday was what happens when you have Shtei Kitei Edim al Chishu Zu Azu, so you can't accept them for this Edus. What about for future Edus? So the Gemara is going to give four different examples where it shows up in shtaros, where future Edus. So when what the halacha is going to be in each of those cases. Then the Gemara is going to discuss in which circumstances does a customer have to swear that he paid for the product already, and when do we assume that he does not have to swear, that we assume that that of course the payment was made, otherwise he wouldn't, and therefore he's allowed to go home with the product. And the Gemara is then going to talk about why the Mishnah has to record the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, the same exact machlokas, but one case is about selling fruit, and then again when it talks about a money changer, it's the same exact machlokas. Why does it have to talk about two different circumstances where that machlokas is applicable? Then the Gemara is going to talk about, and the primary sugi of the daf is Adam Morish Shvua Lebanav, or Ein Adam Morish Shvua Lebanav. That is the sheet of Rav and Shmuel, that if a person is Chayiv Shvua, let's say a Malve is Chayiv Shvua, and his children cannot take that Shvua because they don't know everything the Malve knows, they're not involved in the business, so they just lose out. That is the sheet of Rav and Shmuel. So do we paskin like that? Who argues on that? We're going to bring four rayas, we're going to bring Maisa Shahayas that relate to it, and try to come to some sort of halacha conclusion, and that brings us to halfway down Amud Beis. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what are the limitations to being mashbia people who deal with other people's money, meaning I have an apotropos, I have a shutaf. So obviously, or not obviously, but the Mishnah had said Elu Nishpan Shalom Betayna, that apparently we have a more liberal policy about making them take a shavua. But what are the limitations on that policy about making them take a shavua? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the final sugi on the daf is we know there's a concept called Gilgal Shavua, that once you're chayiv to give it to take a shavua to me anyway, I could be megalgel a different shavua. Can a shavua drabanan generate a Gilgal Shavua? Meaning that initial shavua that you're chayiv that will now allow me to demand other shavuos, can that initial shavua be a shavua drabanan, or does only a shavua d'oraisa have the capacity to be megalgel other shavua? So let's begin again from Itmar. So Itmar, we said, let's say you have two sets of witnesses that contradict one another. So obviously for this Eidos, it's a stalemate and we cannot accept anything. But Amrav Huna, what about for future Eiduyos? Ravuna says, neither of them are proven to be possible, and therefore they're both presumed to be kosher for future Eiduyos. Rav Chista says, well, we know there's a 50-50 chance about each of them that they are apostle. That's way too high a risk to allow them to testify in future cases, so we absolutely do not accept them in any future cases. So the Gemara gives four permutations of where these Sahadi Shakri or these Edim might show up. Shnei Malvim, Shnei Lovim, Shnei Shtaros. What if you have each set of Edim is signed on a different Shtar, and each Shtar has its own Malva and its own Lova. So totally separate Eduyos. Well, that's exactly the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, where according to Rav Huna, we say both shtaros are going to be kosher because all the edim of cheskas kashrus, and according to Rav Chista, both shtaros are going to be pasul because each shtar has a 50% chance of having a pasul edim on it, and therefore it's unacceptable. So that's case number one. That's the simple case. Malva v'lova u'shnei shtaros. What if you have the same malva, the same love in two different shtaros? So it's Reuven lent money to Shimon. One shtar says Reuven lent $100 to Shimon. Another shtar says Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. And in one of the shtaros, this set of Edom was signed. The other shtar, the other set of Edom was signed. But these Edom have previously contradicted one another. So Yad Bala Shtar ala Tachtona. So the Malva wants to collect. He can only collect the lesser amount, because that Mimanav Shuch he's entitled to. Meaning one of these sets of Edom is definitely kosher. You know, everybody would agree. One of these sets of Edom is kosher. kosher. So if you collect a lesser amount, you're for sure entitled to that. Meaning, that's not a doubt. So if you have one shtar that's for $100, the other one is for $1,000, the lova only pays the $100. Because if the shtar of the $100 is actually the kosher one, so that's what he owes. And if the shtar of the $1,000 is actually the kosher one, so $100 is yesh b'chal masayim mana. So $100 is definitely owed to him. It's just that he's owed more as well. So the Ritva points out, this isn't a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Even Rav Chisda is going to be moda that the lova has to pay the lesser amount, because miman of shuch, one of them is kosher. And if you don't pay anything back, then you're for sure stealing. You're for sure not giving back money that you owe. Now, there is a machlokas within the shita of Rav Huna when the malva doesn't take out both shtaros at the same time. Right? Rav Huna was one that said, Zobam v'nasma mida, Zobam v'nasma mida. So what if the malva takes out one shtar today, and then he takes out another shtar in a week from now? So what would Rav Huna say? So the Rambam says in the Hilchos Eidos, Perichav Beis, that he's able to be gova shneyam, because it's zobah b'nasma mida, that they're coming separately, they're not coming all at the same time, because the shtars are being taken out separately. However, the Ritva writes that Beis Din cannot be collect with both of these shtaros, because Beis Din knows that one of them is possible. So how could they collect twice when one of the times they know is for sure shaloka din? But if the guy is smart, he'll hide the shtar with the lesser amount of money, and he'll take out only the shtar with the greater amount of money, meaning he doesn't have to let Beis Din know that there's a shtar that says 100. He should take out the shtar that says 1,000, he'll collect 1,000, and that'll be the end of it, according to Rav Huna, that Zobah B'Nazma Mida, Zobah B'Nazma Mida. Right? According to Rav Chisda, that's not going to work, because Badi Sadi Shakri Lamali. But according to Rav Huna, the guy should just take out the shtar that has the higher amount in it. Case number three, Shnei Malvin Velova Echa, two different lenders, same borrower, Ushnei Shtaros, in two different Shtaros, well, Hainu Masnisin. That's also very similar to our Mishnah, because the Chenveni, meaning it's similar to a different part of the Mishnah, that the Chenveni and the Poelim are both Nishba Venotel from the Balabais, right? That was the case where the Balabais told the Chenveni, do me a favor, pay my Poelim, and I'll pay you back. The Chenveni says, I did. The Poelim say, we never got it, so the Balabais is going to lose out, even though we know either the Chenveni or the Poel is lying. So over here also, since each Malva is Motzi Ishtar, that might be kosher, so Rav Huna will hold that each one can collect from the Lova with their Shtar. Even though we know one of them is being Motzi Mamon Shelo Kedin, the Lova can't wiggle his way out from either one of them, because each of the Malvim can taina that his Shtar is the kosher one, and it must be the other fellow's Shtar that's the Pasul one. Shnei Lova, in the final case, fourth case, Shnei Lova Malva Echad Ushnei Shtaros Mai. What if you have two borrowers, same lender, two separate shtaros, and each of the shtaros are signed one of these kitei edim hamachishos zu azu? Does Rav Huna hold that you cannot collect with either shtar because it's one person that's being motzi both shtaros? And since we know that one of these shtaros is for sure pasul, each of the lovim, each of the borrowers, could say that the shtar you're bringing out against me is the pasul one. Or do we say no, adraba, you collect with both shtaros because it's on two different, it's against two different people, and that's equivalent to Zebab of Nasma Mida, Zubab of Nasma Mida, Zubab of Nasma Mida, where Rav Huna holds that would be perfectly fine, that they're each allowed to be made in separate eduyos. This whole suffix is only Lufi Rav Huna. According to Rav Chisda, that both kitos are pasul, it's pasul that the malva can't collect anything from either one of the lovim. In fact, the Ritva has a girs in the Gemara where the Gemara doesn't just ask Mai, it says L'Rav Huna Mai. What would Rav Huna say? Because it's obvious what Rav Chisda would say. Teiku, the Gemara doesn't have a response to that. So Masav Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda asks the following. We have a braisa by Eidos of Rosh Chodesh. If two Eidim come to say that they saw the new moon, Echad Omer Gavoa Shtei Mardeos VeEchad Omer Shalosh. They're off by a little bit in terms of the exact positioning of the moon. Eidos and Kayemes. Okay, that's a nominal mistake, and it could be a slight misjudgment on each of their parts or one of their parts, and we assume that everybody's telling the truth. The Eidos is a valid Eidos. But Echad Omer Shalosh VeEchad Omer Chamesh. But what if there's a major discrepancy between the way they're describing where the moon is positioned, where each aid is describing where the moon is positioned, Eidus and Betela, then their Eidus is going to be batal. Umitztarfen Leidus Acheres, but the Braisa says, those very same two Eidim could be made for other Eidus. each one could be so they could be mitzarif. The two edim that are pasul edus hachodesh are not pasul for a future edus. Each one could be mitzarif with a different edim and be made a different edus. My love, the edus mamon. Doesn't that mean even for edus mamon? So you see that even though one of these guys is definitely a liar, we don't reject him from being an aid in the future. So we are mekabelim even for edus mamon, and that's a kasha on Rav Chista, who said Bahadis Hadi Shakri Lamali. Why would I allow these people to testify in the future? This seems to assume from the fact that the Gemara emphasizes my love the edus mamon, that Rav Chista's whole din of Bahadis Hadi Shakri Lamali is only about dine mamon. It's only about being motzi mamon, because when you motzi mamon, you have to be mindful of the fact that there's a chazaka and hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. So Rav Chista might say, look, I'll accept these edim in the future for non-monetary matters, but when it comes to taking money away from somebody, that's where I'm not going to accept the edus. And that, in fact, is a sheet of many Rishonim. Not all Rishonim, but many Rishonim. That when Rav Chista says, Badis Adi Shakri Lamali, he only means about future Dine Mamanis cases and not Isser Veheter and other things. So says the Gemara, Amarava, Huva Achram Mitzar from Lid Sacher Shal Rosh Chodesh. Dehavilu Trei V'chad, Vein Dvar V'shalach HaMakom Shayim. No, this does not mean that we accept two contradictory edim for future eduyos totally unrelated to what they're talking about. No, this is about this very edus hachodesh, that you have initially only two people show up to Beis Din, and one of them says the moon was here, the other one says the moon was there. And then a third guy comes to Beis Din and testifies the same as one of the previous edim. So now you have shnei edim about the proper positioning of the moon, and you have one ed who's saying differently than them. Okay, so shnei edim against one ed. We believe the shnei edim, we don't believe the one aid. We know who to trust. That's not the case of Rav Huna and Rav Chista. The case of Rav Huna and Rav Chista is where you had two against two and it was a stalemate. So now what do I do in the future? This is on this very case, and it's not two against two. It's two against one. So of course you're going to believe the Shnei Eidim. Okay, the Mishnah said, Amr l'chanveli tenli bedinar peros. A guy goes to the chanveli and says, give me a dinar's worth of peros, and he gives it to him, and the chanveli says, okay, I would like my dinar now. And the guy says, I already gave you your dinar. So the balabais has to take a shavua that he already gave the dinar. If he says, give me my peros, and the chenveni says, what do you mean, I already gave you your peros? The chenveni will have to take a shavua that he already gave the peros. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, whoever has peros biyado, yado al elyona. So that was the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, emasai, when am I moded to the chachamim? That the customer has to take a shavua in order to be allowed to keep the peros, bizman shaperos tzivurin umunachin ushnein orin aleihem. That's if the peros are piled somewhere, no one has possession of them, and they're both arguing about it. Aval if shilan bekupasul achorav, but if the balabayis already took them in his basket and it's hanging on over his shoulder, it's in his knapsack, hamotzi mechaver alav haraya, then the balabayis doesn't have to take a shavua. The chenveni cannot get those peros back from the balabais. The balabais gets to go home with what he bought. Then we had almost the same machlokas, except instead of peros, it was money that was being sold, because it was a money changer. So a guy says, give me some small change, a dinar's worth of small change, I'll give you a dinar. And he gave it to him, and now the money changer says, okay, can I have my dinar now? What do you mean, I already gave you your dinar? So Tanakam says, balabais has to take a shavua. What if the balabais gives a dinar, and he says, please give me the small change now. And the chenveni says, I already gave you the small change. You already put it in your pocket. Then the shulchani has to take a shavua. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's ein derech shulchani litein isar ad sheyitol dinar. That the shulchani never would have given him the money until he got the large denomination of money. Only then would he make the change and give it to the balabayis. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, why do I need the very same machlokas between the chenveni and Rabbi Yehuda, both by a chenveni who's selling peros and by a shulchani who is changing money? But why do I need both the same machlokas? Because yesh mina kamaisa, if the Tana only would have quoted the first machlokas by the chenveni and the peros, that the chacham say that the balabais has to take a shavua if he wants to go home with those peros, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, he can take the peros without a shavua because he's already holding on to them; they're already on his back, so he's allowed to take them without a shavua. I would say yeah, b'hach kami rabbanan. In such a case, the rabbanan will require the balabais to take a shavua in order to take his peros home. Mishim de peri avidi de mirkavi, because peros are likely to rot, meaning that at some point, v'kivi de mirkavi l'mashulei, and generally, therefore, a storekeeper wants them out of his store as quick as possible, because as long as they're in his store, if they rot in his possession, he's going to be in trouble. He's going to have a hard time getting rid of it. So his taina that he hasn't been paid yet for the peros, and he's already delivered the peros, makes a lot of sense. So the Baal HaBayis has to take a shvua in order to get those peros. Aval most lo mirkavi, but money, which never goes bad, eim modal Rabbi Yehuda. So I would assume that the Chum would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a motzi mechaver alav haraya. You want to walk away with this money, you better prove that I didn't already give you the money. So the itmar baha, and if the Tana of the Mishnah would have told us the machlokas only the gabi the shulchani, I would have said baha kam Rabbi Yehuda. It's only in that case that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baal HaBayis does not need to take a shavua because of the very same reason, that it's not mistaver that the shulchani gave money to the Baal HaBayis before the Baal HaBayis gave the isar. So mistaba, the Baal HaBayis gave that larger denomination. He already gave the isar. You don't need to take a shavua to that effect. Avul bahach, but by the chenveni who sells peros, where it's mistaver that the chenveni gave the peros even before the Baal HaBayis gave the money, eim modal rabbanan. I might think that Rabbi Yehuda's modal to the chachamim that the Baal HaBayis is going to need to take a shavua tzricha. Therefore, as tell me that Rabbi Yehuda still maintains his position. So we said k'shem shamru apogemis k'suba v'chein yisomim lo yuparu, that yisomim can only collect money with a shavua. So it says we're miman. Who are the Yisomim coming to collect money from, where the Mishnah says that they have to take a Shavua, that they know nothing of this Chov being paid to their father. If their father had lent money to someone, and they're going to collect from the Lova himself, from the borrower himself, from the guy who borrowed from their father, it's not mistaber that we're going to make the kids take a Shavua. Avun shakal b'lo Shavua v'inu b'shavua. If their father himself were alive, he'd be able to collect without a Shavua. And now we're going to be more Achmir on the Yisomim than we would have been on the father, not Mistavre at all. Says Mar Hachikamar, V'cheina Yisomim, Mina Yisomim lo yiparu el b'shua. You're right, if you're collecting from the Lova, the Yisomim do not need a Shua, because the father wouldn't have needed a Shua. But if you're collecting from the Yisomim of the Lova, then you need a Shua, because if the Malva himself were collecting from the Yisomim of the Lova, the Malva would have had to take a shvua, because you cannot collect minitza yisomim ela b'shvua. So therefore, the yisomim of the Malva will also have to take a shvua to the Lova. Rav Shmuel d'Ami Tarvayu, but Rav Shmuel said the chiddush that lo shanu el shemes Malva b'chayi Lova. That's only if the Malva died first. So the Yorshe HaMalva were zoche in the chov, and they were able to collect it from the Lova they could have collected it from the Lova. And now the Mishnah is saying that if afterwards the Lova dies, the Yorshe Malva can collect from the Yorshe HaLova with a Shavua. Aval Meis Lova B'chaye Malva. But if the Lova dies first, while the Malva is still alive, so at the time that the Lova died, Kvar Neschayev Malva L'Bnei Lova Shavua, the Malva already became Chayev in a Shavua to the B'nei Lova in order to collect from them. Because to collect from Yisomim, you need a Shavua. And Ve'ena D'mor Shavua L'Bana. A person cannot be morish a shvua to his children, meaning any money that he can that a guy himself can only collect with a shvua. If the children don't take that very same shvua that the father would have taken, they can't collect, and the Yorshe HaMalva cannot take the very same shvua that the father would have taken. The father's shvua would have been, I am taking a shvua that I know for sure that they never, that I have not yet been paid back. The children can't say that. They could say, we know for sure that we don't know whether, you know, that we have no information of having been paid back, but they cannot say that they know for sure they haven't been paid back. So that's the concept of Eino Demor Shvua Labanav. It's not really what it sounds like. It's not that a person can't be, it's that a person, because you are Morish the Shvua to your children, and they can't take that Shvua, so now they're stuck. Now they're not able to collect. It's because you are already Chayev a Shvua, and your children cannot take the Shvua that you are already Chayev in, so your children can be out of luck. They're they're not going to be able to collect. That's the sheet of Rav Shmuel. That's going to take up most of the rest of the daf. So shalchua kamed Rabbi Elazar. They sent this shaylet to Rabbi Elazar. Shua zo mativa. The chiv shua that the malva was chayivin. What's its nature? What's its status that it makes the yorshe hamalva lose out? Meaning the malva himself was would be chayiv shua in order to collect his chov. Now that he's dead and he died without ever having taken that shua, it's as if he never became chayiv in the shua, and the yorshim should collect without a shua. Meaning Rabbi Elazar says, I disagree. I don't think that they're out of luck. I think that if the father was chayiv a shvua and he's dead, so the children don't have to take a shvua. So Shaluch Lura Blazer said, Yorshin Nishban Shvuas Yorshin V'notlin. That I agree that the Yorshin Amalva will take just a shvuas Yorshin. They do not have to take the same shvua that the father was chayiv in, which they cannot do. Rather, they take their shvua. They take a shvua that they don't know that it was paid up, and they take and therefore they can get paid from the lova. They do not lose because of the fact that the father died prior to taking a shvua. That is against Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said, "Eino demor shvua lebanav," which means that if the malva was chayiv a shvua and the yorshim cannot take that very same shvua, the yorshim lose. Rav Lazar says, "No, the yorshim take the shvua that they can take, and then they'll be able to collect." Shalchu b'imei Rabbi Ami. They sent this shaila in the days of Rabbi Ami to ask why it is that the yorshim of the malva lose out according to Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Rabbi Ami said, you keep sending me the same shayla. If I was able to explain this shita, don't you think I would have done so? Ella Amar Rabbi Ami. So nevertheless, Rabbi Ami says, since you keep asking me the shayla, I'll tell you something about it. Meaning, I'll paskin the halacha that Amar Bedin, and the halacha is as follows. If the malva himself was already Amar Bedin, and the dayanim say, you can collect from the Some alove, but you need to take a shvua that the chov is not already parua, because that's how you collect from Yisomim with the shvua. The mace, and then the malva died after the Beis Din already told him you need to take a shvua. The malva was ready chayiv shvua to the children of the lova. The malva's children cannot take the shvua that the malva was ready chayiv in because they don't know it. So therefore, his children lose out. But lo amad bedin v'meis. If the malva dies before anyone ever asked him to take a shvua because he never was omid bedin, then yorshin nishban shvuas yorshim notlin. Then the yorshim could just take a shvua that they don't know of this having been paid back. And that's good enough, and they can therefore get paid. So, Master of Nachman, Atu Beidinu Kam Chayv LeShua, Meinu D'Shach V'Lova Chayv LeMalvel B'nei Lova Shua. What does the Beis Din have to do with anything? Why should it matter whether the Malva ever appeared in front of a Beis Din and was told he's going to have to take a Shua? The halacha is he has to take a Shua. Beis Din just happens to have that knowledge, but it's not like Beis Din is the one that created this Chiyuv Shua. Or created this Chiyuv Shua was the Lova dying. So normally a Lova owes a Malva money, and there doesn't need to be a Shua. Lova dies, now there needs to be a Shavua. So who cares about Beis Din? Elam Rav Nachman Yisrael Rav Shmuel Isa V'Lesa Lesa. So Rav Nachman says, look, you just got to paskin. You can't start, splitting hairs. If you paskin like Rav and Shmuel that the Malva's kids are out of luck, then they're out of luck. If you don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel and you hold that the Malva's kids can collect, then the Malva's kids can collect. So it says, Alam Safkle, from the fact that Rav Nachman says, if you paskin, so it sounds like he himself is not sure. But didn't Rav Nachman where there are two balei din that were chashud and they were not able to take a shvua, that we say they split the money. So we see that he clearly says not like Rav and Shmuel, because according to Rav and Shmuel, when there's no way to be mekayim the din of a shvua, the toveya just loses out. So the very notion of yachloku when both parties are chashud al a shvua is not like Rav and Shmuel. So it says, well, l'dvarv d'Rabbi Meir kamar v'leilo sfir lei, where Rav Nachman says he's not sure whether we pass like Rav and Shmuel or not, that's within sheet of Rabbi Meir, who says that when you have two parties who are both chashur al shvua, the chazur shvua l'makoma. So that's what Rav and Shmuel would say. Because of that, the toveya loses out entirely. Whereas Rabbi Abba says that the nitva is mishalim, that he has to pay. So Rav Nachman was not sure if Rav and Shmuel are correct in explaining shitas Rabbi Meir. But Rav Nachman himself doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir anyway. He holds like Rabbi Yossi that yachloku, and therefore that's the way he behaved halacha l'maisa. So now the Gemara starts challenging Rav Rav and Shmuel. We have four questions, four challenges to Rav and Shmuel. Number one, Masar Rav Hoshaya. There's a Mishnah at the end of Ksubas that a person dies and his wife survives him, and the woman doesn't never collects a Ksuba, Mesa, and then she dies. Yorsha Maskirin as Ksubasa ad Esrim V'chamesh Shanim. The Yorshim can still go after the Ksuba up until 25 years after the death of the husband. The woman clearly cannot collect the Ksuba without a Shvua, because she's coming to collect from Yorshe Baila. Whenever you're collecting from Yisomim, you need a Shvua. And nevertheless, apparently, her Yorshim can collect her Ksuba. So don't you see against Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel said that when the Malva himself would have to take a Shvua, his Yorshim cannot collect. Over here, the woman herself would have to take a Shvua, and yet her Yorshim can collect. The idea of 25 years, the Gemara in Ksuba says, is we assume by that time you're already mochel. If a person doesn't collect a chov, a woman doesn't collect a ksuba for 25 years, we assume she was mochel the ksuba. Question is whether that applies to the yorshim. Does the woman have to have survived her husband for 25 years for that to for the presumed mechila to kick in? But Yorshim, we never have a presumed mechila. Or does 25 years apply even to Yorshim? That's a separate discussion in the Rishonim. So says Gemara, is this a raya against Rav and Shmuel? Hachma Yaskin and Shenishma of Mesa. No, that case is talking about where she already took the Shvua prior to dying, and therefore her Yorshim can collect because the Shvua has already been made. Tashmas will bring another raya from Mishnah in Maseches, a different Mishnah Maseches Ksubas. Nasa Rishona Umesa. A guy was married to two women. So first he married the wife number one, and she died, and she left Yorshim. Nasa Shnia, then he married a second wife, Vemesu, and he died. So when he died, he's chayiv in the ksuba of his second wife, and the Yorshim of the first wife are Tovea, their father's Yerusha. Now the second wife, or her Yorshim, are Tovea the ksuba from the estate. So the halachi is Shnia of Yorsheha, Kodmin the Yorshe Rishona. The second wife's ksuba gets paid before the yorshim get to keep the estate. First, the second wife or her yorshim collect the ksuba, and then the yorshe rishona get to take whatever's left of the yerusha. Meaning, since the yorshe av have to pay all the chovos that the estate incurs, a ksubas isha of the second wife is a chov that the estate had. So they got to pay it. But what do you see from this Mishnah? That if the second wife died, her Yorshim collect the Ksuba from the Yorshim of the Baal. Now, if the second wife herself were alive, she would have to take a Shvua to collect from the Yorshe HaBaal, because you can never collect from Yisomim unless you take a Shvua. And yet, her children are able to collect. Isn't that a raya against Rav and Shmuel? So it says, same answer. Hachanami, Shnishma of Mesa. No, the case is, she took the Shvua before she died. So the Shvua was already taken. Okay, raya number three. Tashma, another Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas. A woman is moda that part of her ksuba was already paid up. So Meikra Din, she has to take a Shavua that it wasn't entirely paid up. But when the problem is, when they got married, the husband wrote that she'll be able to collect her ksuba without any neder or shvua or anything. So the Baal cannot force her to take a Shavua. Aval Yorshav Mashbiya Nosa. But the Baal's Yorshim could be Mashbiya her, vi Yorsheha. And they could be Mashbiya her Yorshim if she dies, Vesabon Bereshusa, and if she sold her ksuba, they could be Mashbiya, the guy who bought the rights to her ksuba. And then she either gets divorced or she becomes an almana, and then she dies. So the lekuchos that have to take a shvua that she never told them that the ksuba was paid. Now, from the fact that it says that the Yorshe Habal are Mashbiya her, you see that we're talking about a case where she didn't where she didn't take a shvua before the husband died, because the deal was she wouldn't have to take a shvua. And nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that if she dies, her Yarshim take the ksuba. Meaning what we're doing over here is we're saying, don't give the same answer you gave for the last two. Because for the last two rayas, you said, oh, we're talking about the woman took a shvua before she died. We made that impossible now, because we made it a case where the deal was she's never going to have to do that. But yet you see that the Yarshim do have to do it. But they're not able to take the same shvua that the mother would have been chayavin. So don't you see against Rav and Shmuel? So I'm Rav Shmaya, let's study. katani, that no, the Mishnah is actually talking about two separate cases. Osa ba'almana. The fact that Yorshe ba'al mashpia, the woman, that's by an almana, that if that if she didn't take a shvua to the husband, then she takes a shvua to his yorshim. The yorsheha begrusha, but that which the Yorshe ba'al or mashpia her yorshim, that's only by a grusha. At the time that he divorced her, the ba'al is chayiv to pay the ksuba without a shvua, because at the time that they get divorced, the ba'al is obviously still alive. So when you collect straight from the husband, you don't need a shvua. And then she died while the ba'al was still alive, and she was morish, that full right to collect to her children. So the Mishnah's Mechadesh that if afterwards the Baal dies and the Yorshim want to collect from his Yorshim, then her Yorshim want to collect from his Yorshim, they have to take a Shavua, like anyone who comes to collect from Nichsei Yisom, that they have to take a Shavua. Aye, but he promised that she would never have to take a Shavua. That said, he himself will not be Mashpia or her, but his Yorshim are allowed to be Mashpia. And nevertheless, so bottom line is, you don't see from the Mishnah that a person is Morish Shavua Labanav at all. So it says, fourth raya, Masav Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya. If it is not from Mishnah but from Braisa, Yafa Koach Haben Mikoach Haav. Sometimes the Malva's children are in a better position than the Malva himself was in. Shaben Gova Ben Bishwa Ben Shalom Bishwa. Sometimes the Malva's children will have to take a shvur in order to collect, and there are times that they will not have to take a shvur in order to collect. Va'avinu Govel Bishwa. But the Malva himself is always going to have to take a shvur. Well, hey Chidami, what's the Braisa talking about? It's speaking so cryptically. Since it says that the father collects with a shvua, so it must be talking about demes lova b'chayim malva, that the love is dead and you're collecting from yisomim, right? And that's why the malva himself would have to take a shvua. Vikatani, and it says shaben gova ben b'shvua ben shalom b'shvua b'shvua shvuas yarshin. What does it mean that the son will collect with a shvua? That means with a shvuas yarshin that they don't know of this chov being paid. Shalom b'shvua, and when it says shalom b'shvua, k'rim shum gamliel. That's like Rav Shmuel Gamliel of our Mishnah, that if there are Eidim that said that the father had said at the time that he died that this chov was not paid, so the Yorshim then won't need to take the Shvuas Yorshim. But bottom line is, an Aviz Morish Labanav, money that he's Chayiv a Shavua on. For the father to collect, he would have had to take a Shavua that the loan hadn't been paid. Kids cannot take that Shavua, and yet they still get to collect. They still get to collect just by taking the Shavua that, as far as they know, this hasn't been paid. So don't you see against Rav and Shmuel? So it says, I'm Rav Yosef. You're right. From this Braisa, you see that a person is Morish money that he's Chayiv a Shavua on. But it's not a kasha on Rav and Shmuel, because Hamani Beishamahi. This Braisa maybe is a reflection of the Shita Beishamahi, which we don't paskin like, that any shtar that's kasha that you can collect with, it's as if it's already been collected with, and it's as if the Nechasim are already in the Chazaka of the Balashtar. So Mela, of course, a person could be Morish to his children money that he has a shtar on, because it's already money in hand. We consider that to be money in hand, that he's able to be morish to his children. So Ikla Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman went to Sura. Olagabe Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna. So again, bottom line is you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel on the one side, that ain't of the morish Shmuel Lebanav, and therefore the Malva's children are out of luck, they cannot collect. And then you have Rav Blazer and other Shittos that say, yes, they can. All they need to do is take a Shavuos, the Shavuos that they're able to take, and they can collect. So the story happened, Rav Nachman went to Sura, so Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna went to visit him. Some later, Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Lesi Mar Nakhla Rav Shmuel, maybe we could join together, and between the influence that we have as Dayanim, we can once and for all put to rest this Shita of Rav and Shmuel and reject it. We'll outvote it. We don't like this Shita. So Amalur Rav Nachman said, Ichli Vasri Kolani Parsin Mekra Laha to Rav and Shmuel. I traveled all this way just to be Oker Adin that Rav and Shmuel said, Nah, Elohavad Lolosif Allah. I'll tell you what, we can't undo it, but we shouldn't extend it anywhere beyond the very case that Rav and Shmuel spoke about. So, meaning with the very case that they spoke about of Einod Mor Shmuel, but of, okay, that we're stuck with. Meaning, I whether I like it or not, we're stuck with it. But at the very least, we can ensure that it's not going to be extended. So, what do you mean not going to be extended? Kugon Mai. What does he mean when he says that the Lo Losef Allah? Damra Papa Pogim Ishtaro, Umalda that's Moda, that part of Ishtar is already Parua, and the Halach is in order to collect the rest of the Chov, he has to take a Shavua, that the rest of it's not Parua. And then he dies, Yorshim Nishmar Shvuah is Yorshim Benothlin. In that case, the Yorshim could take a Shvuah and collect, because since that Shvuah is not the one that Rav and Shmuel said their din about. It's a different shvuah of Pogim Shtaro, so we're not going to say this din of Eino Demor Shvuah Lebanav. So the Gemara brings Maisim that relate to a similar din of Rav and Shmuel. Who did Shach V'Shavik Arva? A guy died and there was an Arev that to collect from. So the Alova died and he left Yisomim, but he also left an Arev who could pay the loan. So maybe this is also what we mean when we say let's not extend Rav and Shmuel. What did Rav and Shmuel say? That the Yorshim of the Malve are not going to be able to collect from the Yorshim of the Love. Good, but maybe they could collect from the Arev of the Love, so they're not coming to collect from the Yisomim. Says Mara Amle Rav Hun Brei Rav Shua Rav Papa Atu Arva Lav Basar Yasmi Azil. What do you think the Arev is going to do after he pays? He's going to go right back to the Yisomim to get reimbursed from them. So that's not Losif Allah. That's not adding some new case. That's the very very case. It's the very same case. Who the Shachav Shavuk Acha? A guy died and he left a brother to Yarshim him instead of leaving children to Yarshim him, and now the Malva dies as well. And his and the brother wants to collect from the Yorshe Halova. So it was a Malva that died, and he left a brother instead of leaving children. He was Morish Ashtar that Halova owes him money, and the Malva himself was already Chayev Shvua to the Yorshim of the Lova. So Savar Rami Barcham LeMeimer Anami Dlalosif Alahu. Maybe this also is different enough from Rav and Shmuel's case, because they said their case about the Yisome Hamalva coming to collect the chov. Over here, it's the brothers of the Malva, not the Yisomim of the Malva, coming to collect the chov. So maybe they can collect. So Amalei Rava, Mali Shlo Piktani Abba, Mali Shlo Piktani Achi. Why should that make a difference? Either way, they cannot take the same Shavua that the original Malva had to take, because they don't know. And the best they could do is they could say, I was just never told by him that it was paid up. So Amar Rav Chama, Hashlo Litmer Hilchsa, Lok Rav Shmuel, Vlok Rav Lazar, says Rav Chama, since we don't have a decisive halakha, one way or the other. Hay dayin David Krav Shmuel Ovid, David Krav Lazar Ovid. If a dayin decides to pass on Krav and Shmuel, can't criticize it. If he decides to pass on Krav Lazar, can't criticize it. They're both valid shitos. Amar Rav Papa, Hayshtar Diyasmi, a shtar of the Yisome Hamalva that they take out against the Yisome Halova, meaning the Lova died before the Malva died, and therefore the Malva was Chayev Shvua during his lifetime, and now the Malva is dead and his children want to collect. Lo Mikra Karinan Le, Velo Agbuye Magbinan Bey. We can't tear up the shtar, nor can we use it to collect with. Agbuye Le Magbinan Bey, we cannot use the shtar to collect from the Yisome of the Lova, Dilmas. Because maybe Rav and Shmuel are right that Eino Demor Shvuah Lebanav, and therefore the Yisomim of the Malva are out of luck. But Mikra Lo Karinla, you can't just tear up the shtar. Because if someone passes like Rav Lazar, they're not wrong either. So we can't. We're sort of just stuck. Who Dayana? There was a Dayan David Rav Lazar that paskened halacha like Rav Lazar, and he allowed the Yisomim of Malva to collect with their Shvuah. Havitzum Rabbanu B'Masay. There was a Talmud Chacham in the city. Amalei, the Talmud Chacham said to the Dayan, I see that you got to Marav the Lasilchus of Rav Lazar. I'm going to bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that says that we don't pass like Rav Lazar, and therefore you're wrong what you just passed by allowing them to collect. Amalei, so he said, L'chit, I see. Let me see the letter, and if you show me a letter from Eretz Yisrael, I admit the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael are bigger than us, but until you bring me that letter, you know, a lot of people talk about, I saw, I know, let me see, and I'll be Moda. Asal Kamed Rav Chama, that Talmud Chacham came to Rav Chama to ask what the halacha is in this machlokas. So Amalei, Rav Chama said, "Hi, Dayan, David Rav Lazar, Ovid. That certainly you cannot criticize someone who does like Rav Lazar." Okay, so the Dayan did like Rav Lazar, and he was not in the wrong in doing like Rav Lazar. Ve'elu Nishman. Then we said, so that's the end of that. So then we said there are a number of people that you could make them take a shvuah without any taina whatsoever. They take a shvuah even without any taina asking them to take a shvuah. Shutaf and Laris and Apotropis. So Atu B'shuftan Yaskinon. You think they're idiots? They're just going to take a shvuah when no one's asking them to do so? Why would they do something like that? So Achikamar Ve'elin Nishman Shalom B'tainas Bari Ela B'tainas Shema. No, what it means is these are people that take a shvuah even though you only have a taina Shema against them. Ashutaf and Varisin, etc. Tana Ben Bayis Sha'amru Lo Shenichnas Yotzi Baraglav. When we say that a Ben Bayis takes a shvuah sure without a tainus bari against him, it doesn't mean that he goes into his friend's house, because he's not a bal, such a person, bal bayis, cannot be mashbia with a tainus shema. Ella machlis lopolin and motzi lopolin. We're talking about a person who deals with bal bayis' stuff by bringing in hiring workers for him and firing his workers for him. Machlis lopolin and motzi lopolin. He buys stuff for him and sells stuff for him. So one of the brothers is misasik with the estate, so that really, that belongs to all of them. So after the father dies, so then the other brothers could be mashmiya him with the taina shema. Umayshna hani, why are these any different that the chamim require them to take a shvui even with the taina shema? Mishum tomorrow ba atera, because they'll easily justify in their minds trimming a little bit off. I'm working so hard to deal with it, so they'll take for themselves. So therefore, a taina shema would be enough. Amar Rav Yosef Ben Numi, Rav Nachman v'shiyish taina benayu shtei kesef. But even though you can do it with a tainus shema, it can only be in a situation where Shua Daraisa would have otherwise applied had you just had a tainus bari, where the tainus at least shtei kesef. Says Mar, the taina only has to be shtei kesef? I thought the kfiras taina has to be shtei kesef. Kiman kishmuel v'atani Reb Chiel l'siyuel l'rav. How can you pass like Shmuel that the whole taina needs to be shtei kesef? I thought the kfiras taina needs to be shtei kesef like Rav. Say ima kfiras taina k'rav. That's what he meant. But it's got to be a Shua's mother mixes type of situation, and it's just missing the tainus bari. It's only a tainus shema. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots toward the bottom of the page and hopefully finish the masechta.